was really important just to get a couple of games. The set was too far gone for him to win it, but that was the first moments of the recovery, and it's gone from strength to strength. And another big step forward here if he can consolidate this break of serve early in the third set.
Elizabeth says, hi lovelies, so enjoying your commentaries all tournament. It sounds as though Mute might be the Fanini of his generation. Brilliantly entertaining to watch, but probably a nightmare to play. Love, Liz.
I think that's a very valid comparison. I'd also draw a comparison in some ways with Fabrice Santoro, who does a lot of the interviews here. He was known as the magician, very unpredictable to play.
A Bublik in there as well. Forehand down the line from Mute. Mute cuts under that ball, floats it, takes the pace off. Forehand up the line from Sinner, cross court Sinner with a backhand, cross court onto the side, and the forehand whip cross court from Mute. Down the line goes Sinner. The opening was there. The Italian took it with a blistering ball. Flat and accurate, wins him the point. One love, 15 love. Oh, I got Kivet's name. Excellent pronunciation. I saw you attempt that, then stop.
I was hoping I got away with
it. No, you hadn't. I was wondering which one of us was going to try it. You bottled it.
I walked away.
Sinner kicks a serve out wide, the forehand cross court deep, the backhand up the line, runs round inside in from Mute. Mute with the forehand cross court to the backhand down the line from Sinner. The floated backhand from Mute, the floated backhand from Sinner. Sinner slams the forehand cross court, inside out forehand. He was nailing them earlier, slightly missing them at the moment.
Well, as we've been saying, it's two players. It's two players. One is playing slightly less well than he was, and the other one is playing an awful lot better than he was. It's never all about one player. We had this conversation on air earlier where one of our listeners messaged in to ask about choking, this idea of choking and players giving away leads. And Simon and I both made the point that there are two people out there.
Serve out wide, block back, 30 love, inside out from the Italian, back to call him a Spaniard, into the net. That's what happens on 3 hours sleep. Desanka says, hello team, it's Desanka here from Melbourne. Enjoying your exuberant coverage. I've been up since 5 a.m. to tune in. Wow. Reliving the joy of being at Roland Garros on quarterfinals day last year. Tucked up in bed with a strong cup of tea as a cold day dawns. Wishing you good calling and fresh, proper leavened bread in your future. Thank you. I just don't want that thing that's next to us on the table.
Yes, I mean, I wouldn't even call it bread, to be perfectly honest.
It's a thing that apparently Antoine Beneteau has consumed. This is what happens when you leave those two together in the commentary box. Stefan, why did you not step in at some point and stop this from happening? You weren't here. So they waited for Stefan to leave, and then he told Antoine it was some kind of initiation. The poor man fell for it and ate the mouldy bread.
Mystery solved.
Oh, dear. Game points. I knew Stefan wouldn't allow that to happen. Serve out wide, the backhand cross court to the feet of Sinner, who flicks it back with his inside out forehand. He goes inside out again. He's got the line and length. The radar's working now from Sinner. He's getting and understanding Mute and what he's going to get and dealing with the unpredictability. The drop shot from Mute. Oh, it's an absolute peach. There's an email for you to read out from Nepal.
Then I should do just that.
Thanks. It's titled Hi from Nepal.
I've got it. I was just waiting a moment because they were playing tennis.
And No, they weren't.
We've had actually Mary on Mary earlier today, right, telling us we needed to talk more about the tennis.
Well, nothing was happening. Nothing's happened.
I know, but I'm worried about Mary and Jeffrey.
Could have read three emails out by now. Sinner serves down the tee, blocked back, mid-court ball. Sinner should deal with it, but he nets, almost rushed it in into the net it goes, and we locked it. Juice.
I did rush it. It looked almost a little tight. It was the sort of thing he was doing in the first set, where nothing was going his way. Everything was missing. Everything was catching the net.
Have you seen the rather sinister picture of a melon with a knife in it that's been sent to us? That kind of some weird threat. Juice down the tee. Pop back middle of the court. No mistake that time from Sinner. Sinner has to play a half volley. He cushions it over. Mute gets to it, but not in time.
And a little round of racket applause from Mute there for Sinner. And it was deserved. It was exquisite. It was actually the sort of shot that Mute has been playing on a regular basis. More signs that Sinner is starting to find his confidence.
Game point, Sinner, to consolidate his break into the box. It's chopped back on the forehand. Oh, he says, you know what? I can do those drop shots too. I can carve under the ball. I can scoop it over. I can drop it over. And he consolidates the two love. Right, sorry, back to that email.
And there's his email you've all been waiting for. Yep. Hello, Ujjwal. Hi, everyone. I'm Ujjwal. Thank you for your coverage. You are making the night shift a lot more bearable. Well, that is our number one goal. Is to get Shannon. You through your day, wherever whatever you're doing.
Shannon, thank you for your coverage. I'm enjoying your commentary and your energy. Sinner winner is now in my head. You're a godsend. As the broadcast TV coverage ended and I was at a loss, I'm hacking up a melon listening to you call this match. I'm glad you've explained it, because I thought it was some sort of sinister threat. There's a picture of a melon with a knife stuck through it. Forehand cross court just dips over from Mute. The backhand up the line from Sinner. Oh, Sinner. The exclamation was because he got it absolutely horrendously wrong. So many emails coming in.
I'm just on the melon picture. It's a very big knife.
Well, it might be a little melon.
It might be one of Marcus's melons. Apparently.
He's I don't know what that means.
He's known for his small fruit.
Oh, dear. Oh, forehand down the line from Mute. Mute with the flick and the backhand and the slice. And Mute does need to play the forehand because it's long from Sinner. A must hold, you feel, here in the context of this third set. It's already a breakdown. It's now 15 all.
Well, Olga has a top tip for anyone who is listening to us and having the pictures from the TV with the sound turned down. Whoever emailed to say that she's watching, listening to the radio, and it's one or two points ahead, you pause the radio, play it again when your image catches up, and that works every time. This is how I'm watching.
15 all. Mute serves down the tee, the backhand through the middle of the court. The wicked slice from Mute, and it draws the error. Sarah in Colorado, enjoying a lovely, breezy 29 degrees Celsius afternoon on the front porch, realised after years of listening to Radio Roland Garros that Lady E and Gigi laughing and Stefan in the background are the sound that means the start of the summer each year to me. Thank you for sacrificing sleep and time at home for all of us. It's our pleasure, Sarah.
And what a lovely thought. What a privilege to start someone's summer.
Oh, that drop shot didn't even make it anywhere near the net.
You made the same noise about Mute's missed drop shot that you made about the bread. You're right, though. Of all the wonderful, wonderful drop shots that Corentin Mute has hit this evening, well, that was a bit of a shocker.
Bertie Orr served down the tee. The backhand's in play. Mute with his inside-out forehand draws the point. Game point for the French. He needs to keep the crowd involved. He needs to hold serve here. Darkness has descended. It's nighttime, Sunday night in Paris. Jason says, hello, Gigi and Lady Eleanor. Been a listener for 9 years now. I remember one of the first conversations I listened to between Gigi and Courtney about fried chicken and waffles. Missing Courtney, as are we. Courtney didn't come to Paris this year as Corentin Mute, 1-2 punches, out wide, inside out forehand finish to hold serve to keep it to just the one breaker serve. Sinner 2-1 second set, having split the first two sets.
Yes, we do miss Courtney. If you are needing a little dose of Courtney. Go to the WTA Insider podcast. You can hear her doing interviews with all the champions week in, week out on the tour. It's a strong recommend from me. She's at... Oh, this is one of my favourites. I mean, I love Courtney, but Neil Diamond.
But I'm not sure the crowd... Come on, crowd. You need to... Come on, get ready, crowd. They need to... Here we go.
Ba, ba, ba.
No, they're not giving it what you'd expect.
Well, this, I'm not sure that this is associated with sporting events
here in France.
In the UK, this is absolutely...
This would have everyone rocking.
This goes at every football match, every cricket match.
Kristen loves scheduling a hike to listen to the radio coverage. It's a rainy day in Seattle, but that never slows us down. Thanks for the great coverage. I would love a match between Moutet and Bublik. How would a match between Moutet and Bublik stack up? Kristen and Dex Love Muppet. Is that the name of the dog? Dex Love Muppet. I've got a picture of the dog. That's why I know it's a dog.
Oh,
it's a lovely dog.
You know, I love
there you
picture
go.
Of
How
a dog.
How about that? I like that picture of the dog.
Oh, that's a very cute dog.
Thank you for the picture. Get dry soon. Stop looking at the... You've got your own picture. Let's go over there. Lovely, cute dog there.
Sonna says, speaking of Santoro, Sophie accused Marcus today of sarcastically describing Santoro singing Happy Birthday to Iga Swiatek the other day without giving him a chance to defend himself.
Oh, dear me. Muto wants it checked. Oh, it was good. It was good.
That's how an umpire wins friends and influences people here in Paris.
Oh, here we go. All in. Hello from northern Sweden. I love it when we get sort of different areas. Your coverage of the Dimitrov and Sinner match is absolutely incredible. It's a fellow Bulgarian to Grigor Dimitrov. I will give it a try to pin his walk on tracks. Oh, right, walk on tracks. Sorry. Muto doesn't get to the drop shot from Sinner. Normally I'd put Michael Jackson, Billie Jean, but maybe a fitting temporary one for this season is Evanescence and Bring Me to Life.
That would be a good walk on track, wouldn't
good.
It?
Yeah.
So, yes, we have... Marcus has a defender here in Sonne. This is why poor Marcus keeps going on about lawyers and courts of human rights. He can't catch a break when you accuse him of this and that.
Silence in the commentary box. Inside in from Sinner. Sinner goes inside in again. The slice floated to the feet of Sinner. Sinner goes inside out. It's 15-love, 2-1 Sinner. Sinner trying to get the ball away. That's just too heavy. And that's a muttering from Muto as the ball flew past the Frenchman.
Well, I'm going to check the IP address just to make sure it's not coming
it's
from
not
an email that says it's not Marcus, honestly, at gmail.com.
Yeah. Does Marcus know how to use emails?
Possibly not. Well, he may know how to use emails. He may not know how to hide his IP address. I mean, that's unreasonable.
Yeah, that's... 30-love, 2-1. 10:13 in the evening.
You wait, we'll get a WhatsApp message in a minute. Threatening the European Court of...
Send in the picture of the melon with a knife and serve down the table. Spin through the middle. Forehand cross court.
It went long, all Gigi Corleone long, at your service.
Well, you accused him of having small melons. Fran from Nashville says, Forza, Yannick, love your coverage and listen to it all week. Thanks for the great and witty commentary. Could listen to you year round and can't wait for Wimbledon to start. Loved living there once and miss it. Go, Yannick. Chop back from Muto. Sinner flies the forehand into the corner. The drop shot from Muto is gathered up by Sinner, but it comes off the net post and back his own side.
Even the net is... Can't help. Corentin Muto at this point. There's been such a big momentum shift here. Such a change. Sinner now serving for a 3-1 lead.
Serve out wide, the backhand to his feet, lofted up the line. Amute swishes it cross court, down the line. These big flat strikes from Sinner now, penetrating the court. He comes forward, he volleys, and it's too good. And that is the point, it is the game, and it is a 3-1 lead in the third set for Jannik Sinner.
Well, one of the things that's really helping Sinner is that his serve is now starting to click into gear. And as the serve starts to click into gear, that just allows him to build the points much more effectively. He's immediately on the offensive. It allows him to come forward as he did there and just take charge. In that first set, he was lost. He was not in control of what was happening at all. He was not in charge of the narrative. And now he's suddenly become the leading man again.
Mute with a president's box behind him. Serves, misses, then cuts that ball short over the ball boy, scampers across, scurries up, scoops up the ball. Underarm serve, picked up by Sinner, down the court. Oh, he's missed it! You've got to get it. And he'd done the hard work and he came forward. He just had to push it down the line. And he's talking to himself as to what he should have done and what he didn't do. I'm not sure why the booing.
Certainly a contrast from the full-blooded chanting of Mute's name and the arms up and down in worship that we saw in the first set.
Look, he's going to do it again. It's what he does. You know that.
He lived by the Mute, died by the Mute as a fan.
Drop shot from Mute. Backhand cross court is a winner from Sinner.
And still the emails keep coming. Thank you so much. It's always great when we feel like you're part of the conversation here on Radio Roland Garros.
Love 31-3. Serve down the tee. The backhand rolled in. Drop shot from Mute. Sinner up to it. Mute picks it up. Sinner smashes it away. He's got his head around it now. He knows what to expect. He's calm. He's cool. He's in control. And it's love 40. This for 4-1. Sinner in the third as Mute is just muttering to himself with his back to Sinner as he gathers the ball, slaps his thigh in frustration. He's ready to go. And sometimes Mute can just start speeding up way too fast if it starts to run away from him. Serves too deep, looking to serve and volley. I feel that something is bubbling inside the Mute.
Yeah, so he's muttering away to himself there, muttering away into his... He's currently sporting this very full beard and he was muttering into his whiskers.
Sinner takes this really early with the backhand and it's swatted back and it's wide. And that is the game. It's a love break, break to love. It's a 4-1 lead, a double break for Jannik Sinner. Mute stretches his hair up, pushes it down again, sits down. Cheryl is writing from Sheffield in Massachusetts, where it's... Oh, he's looking at the mark. He hasn't gone to sit down. He's gone to check the mark. He's being told where the line is. No, he's looking at that one. And I think he's got to go and sit down because...
He's pointed at about three different marks there, so I'm not sure that that's the issue.
I think he just needs to move on from it and forget it. And Cheryl says, I'm loving your perfect melange, match cause analysis and miscellany. A walk-up song for Casper Ruud, Rudy Can't Fail by The Clash. I hope so, because I've picked him for the title. I'm rooting for Carlos and Coco, says Cheryl.
There's a message for you, Rudy, as well, which is a... Is it The Beat, perhaps, or The Specials? Can't remember. A Scar song, anyway. So it has a good beat, as the kids say.
Emily in Pennsylvania. My sister Danielle and I have been devoted listeners for the last few years, but I've never written in. I follow tennis throughout the year and often wish the RG radio team could cover all the tournaments. Feels like reuniting with old friends when Roland Garros comes back around and I hear your lovely voices again. Your knowledge and wit truly make RG radio the best way to follow Roland Garros. Keep up the good work. I'll be here every moment I possibly can be. Thank you very much, Emily.
Hello, Emily. And hello, Daniela, a sister.
The alley was from Moutet as Sinner redirects returner serve into the net.
Jordan wants to know where the Tim Tams are. I'm with you, Jordan.
So do we.
Ask Courtney Walsh.
Courtney.
Singularly failed to bring any.
When he's next on air, just send in lots of emails entitled, Where Are the Tim Tams? Serve Dante into the body of Moutet. He blocks it back with the backhand. The whip forehand into the corner. The lob is up from Moutet. Sinner will let it bounce. Then he'll smash it from the service line into the corner, and it's 15-all, 4-1. John has quoted you something you said this evening. Marcus is known for his small fruit. Well, yeah, those. John, that tickled Stefan. 15-all. Big serve. Too big and too hot for Moutet to handle. Serve out wide is an ace. Points for 5-1 in the third. Serves out wide. It's slapped back just on the baseline. Mid-court ball for Moutet to go inside out with the forehand. The forehand has a cruncher from Sinner up the line. Has to scamper to a backhand down the other wing. The slice floats middle of the court for Moutet. The drop shot for Sinner. I love the way. I've never seen Sinner drop shot so much in a match. That one, though, doesn't come off.
But I think that's about wrestling control, isn't it? It's taking the drop shots away from Moutet and taking charge of this match, taking charge of the story. And that's what he's done really effectively. And it may be one of those matches where the first set, as we look back, will just seem like an aberration.
Yeah.
As though you could just cover it up and that was the real score. And that's very unfair on Moutet because he was worthy of that lead.
Short ball out. Jürg Sinner, 5-1 he moves to. Robin says the amount of fun Lady Eleanor of Preston and the Empress are having this evening is borderline illegal. Who is their chaperone? So appreciative of this entertainment and insight.
Well, Stefan, as always, is the chaperone stroke babysitter.
I think, Stefan, you're suffering this evening, aren't you? I feel like I've got a second wind. I feel like you're wavering.
Stefan is a machine. He's been saying all day he feels fine. He does live on caffeinated drinks.
He does. He's gone for water, though, this evening, though, I've seen. Serve down the tee, the off backhand back inside in deep, too deep, and Jannik Sinner is 3 points away from a 2-1 lead.
Olga says, I'm with Marcus when it came to the singing of Happy Birthday. It was horrendous, although the intention was lovely. And actually, I was giving Fabrice a bit of stick as well. The intention was lovely, and he got the crowd singing, which was what he was trying to do.
Moutet serves down the tee, the stretch of the forehand. There we go. Jimmy says, I've had to put your audio over the US coverage and commentators because they keep calling him Moutet instead of Moutet. He is definitely a Moutet and he's serving at 15-1-5 down the tee.
Do you think they've used his first name much? Quarantine Moutet.
Serve out wide. The forehand is long. And Moutet just giving the crowd a little bit of something.
Alex says, with the resilience, resolve and endurance shown by the team early this morning during the Novak match, I cannot believe that dodgy bread throws you off your game.
serve out wide. The backhand's in play, cross court. The inside out forehand from Mute, and Mute goes forehand, cross court. Now keeps up the forehand side, goes inside out into the corner. The stretch from Sinner. Mute goes inside in, but it's not narrow enough, and Sinner gets there. And Sinner with his double hand backhand to the feet of the forehand. Oh, there's a laser-like shot from Mute. It does the damage and brings up game points.
And that's got the crowd going again. They've woken up. They've come out from under their blankets. No sign of the tricolour. They're there. They're waiting to unfurl them and cheer their man on and try and recapture some of that atmosphere that we had in the first set when Mute was very much on top.
Oh, a touch of a delay on that call. Mute said by how much, and he was shown by how much, and he accepted it, and on we go. 1-5, split the first two sets, game points at 40-15. Radio Roland Garros with you as Mute serves that wide serve, and volley from Mute, picks up the volley, but he's like a sitting duck now. Into the open court goes Sinner, and he closes the gap to 40-30.
Mute's body language quite different from when we saw him wide-eyed, palms to heaven, orchestrating the crowd. Now the shoulders just have got the hint of a slump about them.
Backhand cross-court to the feet and the forehand cross-court of Mute. He's still got a game point here to get Sinner to serve for the set. Mute goes inside. Oh, it's lovely. It's really, really lovely finding the far corner. Tossing the spare ball aside, and very shortly, Jannik Sinner will be stepping up to serve for 2-1 lead.
We've had a fruit update from Shannon in Virginia. She sent us a picture of the melon all chopped up. Actually, it looks delicious. You've done a very good job. It's chopped very finely. Walk-on music for Casper Ruud, Rude Boy by Rihanna. It's a good shout, Sharon. We're looking for players' walk-on music. What would you suggest that players walked on court to? Kat and Lisa said, we're here again. We've just landed back in England. We're listening to your amazing comms on the drive back to Cornwall. We do miss Paris in Roland Garros, but it's not raining here. It's not, you know what? It's not raining here by some extraordinary miracle.
We've had a day with no rain.
And we're looking up and we can't even see any clouds. I feel like we're being serenaded as we talk. It's lovely.
Oh, the band. I don't think we're being serenaded anymore.
No, I don't think we are. I think the band is trying to get the energy levels up, trying to inspire Mute again. It's not a warm evening here in Paris. It's still quite chilly, and the crowd are going to want to start jumping up and down and clapping and cheering just to keep themselves warm and
the blankets are out.
The atmosphere going.
The different colour blankets are dotted around. Jannik Sinner serving for a 2-1 lead at 10:28 on a Sunday night. Start of the second week of Roland Garros. Tomorrow we'll wrap up the round of 16, and Tuesday we'll kick in with the quarterfinals. Serve down the tee. The forehand spins through the middle of the court. Another spinny forehand from Mute. Mute flattens out that forehand and he wins the point.
Lisa wants to know where the band come from. Are they employed by Roland Garros? How do they get into all the French players' matches?
They're great, aren't they?
They are great. I think they have the help of the sponsor. I think one of the tournament sponsors, Chris Bowers, was saying earlier.
I thought it was also the help of... Doesn't the tournament help them as well? Because it brings a great atmosphere, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I think, you know, especially in a stadium this big...
Forehand spins back and very deep from Mute. Mute's going for it, isn't he? Oh, he's missed it. He's missed it. Aphrodite said, hi again, and made it. Tuning in from a Greek island. I love we have Aphrodite from a Greek island.
I was just thinking, how appropriate.
I'm hoping you cover Stefanos and Carlos on Tuesday. Oh, we will. Rooting for Steph to go all the way. Thank you for your energy. Forza Sinner. Dean. Eleanor will like this. Quite a change in the match. Seems like it has mutated into Cinna's favour.
Chapeau, Dean, as they say around these parts. Hat tip to you.
5-2, 15 all, second serve. Ooh, double fault. Haven't seen one of those for a while.
Yeah, at one stage in that first set, hit two in one game. Consecutive double faults. John wants to know what our walk-on music would be.
I'd leave it to Stefan. I think he's the music one. He could pick the walk-on music for the Radio Roland Garros team. Yes, he's thinking now. It's a big responsibility.
Well, Marcus's could be Strawberry Fields Forever.
Tiny Strawberry Fields Forever. 30 all. Never seen such... I think he was done by the fella in the fruit thing. He even said, the man at the fruit shop said, yes, these are the right strawberries to take. I think he diddled him because they were tiny.
Could be Billie Holiday's Strange Fruit. I'd choose Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond, which the DJ gave us a burst of earlier.
Set point, Jannik Sinner. After almost 2 hours of play.
Chris and Simon would have hanging on a string tension by loose ends.
Like it. Shall we hear from Coco Gauff?
Yes.
Remember this set? We're going to hear from
Coco Gauff. She had a very comfortable win today, didn't she?
It's Elisabetta Cocciaretto.
Coco Gauff is another player that we didn't talk about very much when we were looking ahead to the tournament. We didn't really... It's not that we didn't... You know, she's the reigning US Open champion. She's been a finalist here, but we just didn't talk about her. And it's because she's had a little bit of an up-and-down year, hasn't she?
Only lost 21 games to get through to the quarterfinals. Former finalist here in singles and doubles. Forehand spins into place. Oh, there's the set. 2 hours on the clock. Jannik Sinner leads by 2-1. Right, let's hear from Coco Gauff. Great win today into the quarterfinals. And here's Gauff speaking in press.
Yeah, I'm really happy with how I played today. I played her in Dubai, and it was a little bit tougher. So I'm happy that I took what I learned from that match into today.
Novak, Rafa, lots of other people who win these tournaments have talked about in Grand Slams sort of trying to get better with each match and improving and sort of finding their game, finding their rhythm. I mean, you play a lot. Is that also your approach when you're in a long tournament, or given where you are in your career, is there something else that goes on in terms of how you go from match to match?
Yeah, I definitely think that's what you want to do, is improve through each match. And sometimes how you start is not necessarily how you finish a tournament. For me, last week, Rome was one of those where I went in not feeling great at all, and then I left feeling good about my game. And this week, I feel like I've been managing and playing well. It's definitely, I feel, also tough conditions to play in. I just really slow and, you know, muggy. The weather makes you maybe not as hyped up for your match and just naturally. So it's definitely, I think, for me, this week at Roland Garros has been a little bit different than the past, like, first weeks.
Coco, this one goes back to way before your time, but celebrating the 50th anniversary of Chrissy's first title here.
Just
wondering how much you know about the legacy she left behind here. 7 titles. I think she was 72-6 lifetime at RG. You know, the OG queen of clay. And just and if you have any thoughts on her career and what she's leaving behind here.
Yeah, it's obviously a great career, and I know well about her record here. And yeah, especially, you know, it's not something like Americans necessarily too well here. I think her and Serena are probably one of the few with multiple on there. So for Americans, so yeah, and Chrissy is a great person. I've gotten to know her over the last year, and you know, everything that she's dealing with in her personal life. I commend her for just being, you know, still active in the sport, and she reaches out to me a lot and still active and just trying to, you know, make, I don't know if she speaks to a lot of other players, but just help us that are on tour right now and teaching us, you know, from her experience. And I think, you know, I wish her all the best, and I hope, you know, I can maybe get one. I know I probably won't get seven, but maybe just one. But it's very cool, the legacy that she has here.
Iga said, we just accept basically what we're asked to do, that, you know, there's no point challenging it, even if she didn't agree with it. You see it in other sports like soccer, people playing 80 games a season, a lot of injuries, and a players' union saying, you know, the players can't take any more. Do you think athletes in general should have more of a say in this kind of thing?
I mean, I think, in the way, yes, I think that we're the product essentially, and I definitely think, you know, I feel like tournaments are becoming more understanding. Some tournaments are more understanding than others. It's tough, but I think tournaments, and I can't speak for other sports because I don't know how their setup is run, but I think in general we should listen to the players more. I know there's a product to sell, and I know that, you know, there's certain things outside of the control, but overall, if there's, you know, a list of little things as like the balls, if there's like multiple players, and I feel like it was a lot complaining about the ball changing, especially on the men's side every week, I think that's something that can be considered when it comes to tournaments and the health and safety of players. And I don't, you know, I obviously don't want to complain too much about it, because we are very blessed and privileged to be playing for, you know, a lot of money, and there's people working, you know, real jobs under worse conditions for less money and just trying to get by. So it's a balance between two things. Yes, things can get better, but also for me, it's more something that you can probably privately, I would complain about. It's just tough for me, knowing, you know, where some of my family come from and where things are, to, you know, and I think about the people hearing this, and yes, if I was a person working, I would be upset to hear, you know, players complain. But I definitely think there's a balance of saying publicly, like, and I do agree that things can be ran better behind the scenes, and I think that tournaments are trying their best, and players are trying their best. I just think we have to meet a middle ground for this health and safety of everyone.
Night Sessions on Radio Roland Garros.
Radio Roland Garros.
Coco Gauff faces a fascinating quarterfinal with Ons Jabeur as Jannik Sinner scoops back the forehand, clips the back edge of the baseline, 30-all, first game, fourth set. Sinner leads by 2-1. Backhand, heavy and flat from Sinner, can finish it off, and he does! And the Italian has break point in the first game of the fourth set.
And you can just feel Jannik Sinner just starting to tighten the thumb screws a little bit. Metamorphosis in this match. Well, it's been quite stark, and this is the moment where Sinner really looks to just ram home his advantage and break Mute's spirit if he can, quieten this crowd right down. They've been quiet for a while. They were unbelievably noisy in that first set.
Sinner's converted 5 of the 9 break points he's had in this match. Just to give him the early advantage. Got the early advantage in the third and hung on. Sinner steps in, hits the backhand cross court, slapped from Mute, misses the court, and there is an early break for Jannik Sinner. Frank Isaac says, hi girls, back to Paris for a weekend in Amsterdam in the train. Discovered your voice through Radio Roland Garros to follow the Mute match. Too bad there's no video, so he's looking on his friend's screen who's watching it on French TV. And listening to us, thank you for your freshness.
Freshness?
Yeah. I like that.
She's usually as fresh as a daisy. The bread less so.
Oh.
Thomas says, good evening, Gigi, Eleanor, and bonsoir, Stefan. Thank you for your great commentary to Gigi's joyful voice to Eleanor's soothing voice.
You haven't heard the slightly sinister, aggressive voice.
Tonight I'm using my soothing voice, but it can switch at any time. To Stefan's giggles, I feel relaxed while preparing for my first exam in almost 20 years. Oh, Thomas. Luck seems to be on my side. French player on day 8, very rare. Game started on time, internet connection working for once, kids asleep early, brackets, this never happens, and the exam is at 2 p.m. tomorrow. Good luck, Thomas. He's in a 200-year-old castle in Burgundy.
Oh, the park! pass from Mute. Sinner stranded at the net. And Sinner strides to the back of the court. And there's a lot of fist pumping going on from the Frenchman.
Well, it's now or never for Mute, you do feel. He needs to try and find a way back into this match. And you feel if he's going to do that, it has to happen now. But Sinner's level is so much higher than it was at the start of this match. You know, he's a Grand Slam champion. He's an incredibly good player. He's arguably been the player of 2024 so far, but he didn't look like any of those things for about the first 20 minutes.
He was scrambled.
He looked scrambled. He looked lost. He looked dismayed.
He's now acing out wide with 30-15.
It was double fault, dismay and discombobulation from Jannik Sinner. And that just seems a very long time ago. And it must seem a long time ago to Mute, who was playing so well.
Served down the tee, blocked back through the middle of the court. Mute floats and cuts and slices that ball. The drop shot from Sinner, the pickup from Mute. Sinner runs back, but the ball misses the court and it's game points, the consolidation.
And Mute, he was such a live wire, wasn't he, in the early exchanges of the match, running around that whippy forehand. He would hit it with 2 feet off the ground. He was playing swashbuckling tennis and now plodding around the court, moving quite slowly.
Game points. Sinner misses the serve out wide.
And a somewhat pained expression on his face.
Serve out wide again. Mute runs around, hits the forehand through the middle of the court. The backhand swung cross court. Double hander from Sinner. Cross court to the forehand. Onto the sideline from Mute. Keep on the forehand. Keep penetrating the backhand. Will he draw the error? He drives the ball out of the air. Sinner reads it, gets there, misses the court.
Well, this crowd certainly still believes, or at least trying to make Mute think they believe in him.
The band playing Champs-Élysées. It is a great song. Right, everyone settled slightly.
Bless you.
At his way, in this part of the world. Inside out forehand from Sinner, forehand cross court inside in from Sinner. That floated slice drifts past and cross court forehand from Sinner. The Mute gets the little wrong. He drops the racket in disgust and frustration and grabs his shirt and buries his face in it as Sinner wins it and consolidates for two love. Mountains climb now for the 25-year-old Frenchman, looking to be the first Frenchman into the quarterfinals here since Richard Gasquet in 2016. Looking a lot further away now. Mute serving towards presidential box. The forehand spins back. The backhand is placed mid-court up the line from Mute. Hits the forehand down the other wing and the forehand cross-court and very deep from Sinner. Drops over from Mute. Drop shot from Sinner. Pick up from Mute. Doesn't get it over. I love how Sinner has settled, adjusted, and almost at times playing Mute at his own game.
Well, I think that's been the key. First of all, he had to find his own game, and then he had to find how to undo Mute's game, and he's done that by taking charge, taking control.
Yeah. Love 15. Serve out wide. Backhand in play, cross court. The Sinner back, and he leaps in the air as he strikes at Sinner. Then he flats out the backhand down the line. The pick up off the backhand from Mute, driven down by Sinner. The lofted high ball up that Sinner lets bounce, and he smashes it from the back of the court. Mute is there, and he takes the pace of it, but he doesn't make the connection, and it goes into the net, and it's love 30.
And Mute is almost doubled over
in annoyance and frustration.
Well, an anguish, really. He's anguished at this point. And let's be clear, he didn't let this match slip out of his hands. He just started incredibly well. Sinner started very badly, was very confused by Mute, didn't know how to play him at all, couldn't find his game.
The Yannick panic has gone. Sinner, the winner, is back. Forehand cross court on the angle from Mute, and the net post is struck by Sinner, and Mute is on the board in game number three, set number four, with Sinner leading by 2-1.
But this crowd will feed on anything Mute gives them.
Yeah.
A winner, one of those exquisite drop shots that we saw so many of in the first set.
Such a long time ago, it feels. Just push back Mute. Can't get around the ball. He nets and then he yells. And he yells a word that I'm not going to repeat. It's a commonly used word. Shall not be repeated.
It's a commonly used word in several languages. And you can't blame him. It's just not gone his way for the last, well, best part of 2 hours, really.
Break points for a double break.
Must be soul-destroying when you know you can play as well as he did in the first set. But as we said, that's best of five tennis. You've got to keep it up.
Serve out wide. Forehand spins in. Mute hooks that backhand down the line. Backhand flattened out. Cross court from Sinner. Sinner with a double-handed backhand. Leaps in the end. Pushes it very deep. Short ball. Backhand. Oof. Backhand skewed by the Italian. 22 years of age. Only his fifth appearance here. And he could walk away from this tournament, even without the title, as the world number one a week on Monday.
This hasn't been a vintage performance from him. I think he's certainly raised his game at crucial moments, and that's what champions do.
But it's been a problem-solving one, which
agrees
its own merits and rewards.
Yeah, he's overcome a significant challenge.
Yeah.
And he's picked his way through, and then having picked his way through the problem, he then set about raising his game and taking charge.
Two hours 15, still a break point for the Italian. Ooh, it's a missed serve out wide. Takes the ball from the right pocket, tucks the lining and taps the clay from the soles of his shoes, takes a deep breath, shrugs the shoulders, a few sort of manic style bounces with the right hand, leans forward, pauses, rocks back, reaches up, serves centre of the box. The backhand cross court, a little bit of venom on that from Sinner. Sinner is clubbing this ball, by the way. Backhand through the middle of the court, the forehand onto the sideline from Mute. Mute with the forehand goes down the other wing, and he gets it, and he nails it, and he saves the break point, and he roars again.
Well, and thousands of people here in the court, Philippe Chatrier, they're roaring on with him, and they are waiting, they're willing for him to raise his game again, willing for him to try and get under Sinner's skin.
Juice, love two. Missed down the tee. Mute heads back. Beat Alexander Shevchenko and Sebastian Offner to reach this meeting with Yannick Sinner. Winds himself up and serves out wide. Mute now with a double-handed backhand. Down the line, and LA, a hop and a skip and a little twirl in the middle of the court. And it is game point Mute.
Well, he's trying to find some energy, trying to raise his own energy levels, isn't he? Just that little hop, skip and a jump that you talked about. It's all about him trying to recapture that spirit re-find his inspiration. But just a reminder, and without wishing to put a dampener on Mute's chances here, he's already a breakdown, and this is just a hold serve.
Oh, you're such a dampener on things there. But there's the cheer, because there's the holder serve. He might be a breakdown. He might be yelling stuff that we can't repeat. He's now pumping his chest with his fist. And he sits down a happier man because he's held so many, he's just trails by the one break and two sets to one down.
But we have a herogram for you here, Gigi. Daniel says, in all cases, it's always amazingly pleasant to hear all of you. Anyway, about 40 minutes ago, I heard a young lady doing play-by-play, shot-by-shot on the Mute-Sinner first set. On one point, she not only managed to describe what I guess are all the shot angles and whatnot, but she also managed to insert three side comments. Game score, something about a player gesture, and something about the weather. Probably a couple of double entendres as well. All the while, that single point was underway. Do some clay court points allow commentators that little bit of extra time to utter cool stuff drawing a point? Does the play-by-play girl need a raise? Are you... Wait, he says. Are you guys AI?
But the fact that I've been called a young lady and a girl, I mean, that's a winner. I'm taking that. I almost, if you'd said nothing else, I think that's lovely. I've never felt so young after 3 hours sleep.
Shall I print this out and frame it?
Yeah. You do have a little bit more time on the clay, as the players have a little bit more time on the clay. Also, sometimes you can sense how a point's going, so you can throw a few things in, and you can see where they're shaping up, where they're going to go, and sometimes it's just a little bit of luck. And sometimes it's just a very long point. Mexican wave time.
I always think it's quite a bad sign for the state of the match when you have a Mexican wave. It's often the sign that either people think the match is over or that they're not fully engaged with it. Now, I think this crowd is fully engaged, but I think they're doing this while they can. They're doing it well.
That's a very good Mexican wave.
We're on round two here. People waving their tricolours, the French flag, as they do so. Yeah, you've got no chance, umpire. I think we're going to go three rounds.
I think Sinner's going to serve anyway.
Just carry on. Carry on regardless. He is.
Oh, he is?
Yep, we're now on round three. Still going.
And then it was Mute who put his arm up saying, I think we've got to stop this now. We've got to stop this now. Thank you. But Sinner was just going to crack on.
Well, if you can tune the noise out, why not?
Exactly.
Dennis is, lest we forget, played at the server's pace.
Serve out wide into the middle of the box. The inside out forehand winner from Sinner.
He's now a grinner. His hopes were looking dimmer.
Yannick is no longer in a panic. Tomorrow's night match is Sasha Zverev against Holger Rune. Could be fun.
Be fun. I think we're back. I think we're reunited for that one, aren't
we? Reunited for that one. Cross court, and he misses. Mute on the stretch. Not by a lot, but he does miss. We're with you tomorrow from 11, don't forget. Starting off at 11 o'clock. And if, like today, we have a 40-minute first match, make sure you're not late.
You sounded quite schoolmarmish at that point.
Well,
punctuality is important.
It is, especially when Iga Świątek's round, which he won't be tomorrow because she plays today. We've got Elena Rybakina and Alina Svitolina. That's an intriguing match to start things off on Philippe Chatrier tomorrow.
Rybakina is your choice for the title, is she not?
And Sophie's choice is Svitolina. So the Radio Roland Garros team are going up against each other as Sinner goes drop shot. Oh, hello. How about that touch from the Italian? Talk about playing him at his own game.
And it earned an approving little round of applause from Mute.
Yeah, that was lovely.
It was very similar to a Mute drop shot, wasn't it? Just watching the replay, that little scoop. Just taking all the air out of the ball.
Chop back. Sinner's mid-court. Then he comes forward. High ball. Sinner will let it bounce. Overhead from the back of the court. Too deep. Too accurate. Too good.
It's all business now, Sinner, yeah. Isn't he? All business. We saw that, didn't we, as the Mexican wave went round and round and round.
Has she
this
got
court.
Sinner written the wrong way around on her face?
Who was that? Someone on the monitor?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
She's got it written backwards. Sort of upside down.
Rennis? Why would you write Rennis on a hat?
Know. On her face.
On your face?
On her face.
I hope it's not in indelible ink. This is how you're going to explain
even
that
if it,
at
even
work.
Even if it was the right way round, I would hope it wasn't indelible ink.
Carolyn says, Radio Roland Garros is fantastic. Free in the Roland Garros app. Have a listen. Thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you for promoting us.
Also on the website as well, the RolandGarros.com on the homepage.
Kristen said, ladies, you and your fellow commentators have been a bright spot of this rainy Roland Garros. I visited the tournament last year from Canada and so glad we picked a time when the sun was shining. Hang in there, sunnier days ahead, and thanks for the great shows. I'm not going to say anything about the weather, Kristen, but I do appreciate your lovely comments. I've got myself into trouble already this week with the weather.
Hashtag weather expert. Underarm serve. Here comes Sinner. Flips it cross court. Big. Foot fault. Oh, he foot faulted on an underarm serve. You are kidding.
He can't believe it.
And he'd won the point.
He's remonstrating quite forcefully. Umpire's being very conciliatory and just explaining very calmly exactly what happened. Boutet is less calm. He's not being disrespectful or aggressive, he's just explaining very vehemently what his point is.
Whether he did or didn't, it's not going to change. I think that's the upshot here. We're looking, here we go.
It's a foot fault. His foot is over the line as he hit the ball.
It looks like it's on the line more than over the line.
As you say, it's not going to change. The call is not going to change. He needs to just regroup and get on with it. The crowd was sort of whistling and sort of booing, but they weren't quite sure who they were with on that argument.
Right, 1-3, second serve. He doesn't know what to do, does he? Do I go underarm? No, let's go overarm. He gets it in down the tee, back through the middle of the court, drop shot, lofted, Sinner says thank you very much. Mute goes the wrong way, then thinks about cracking his racket, thinks twice and he just drops it on the floor, picks up his shirt, wipes his face, and the storm has arrived. He's staring at the line judge who foot-faulted him. And now he's staring back at the umpire.
None of which is going to help his cause in winning this match. And Sinner, meanwhile, is just, as he has done for the last couple of hours, just going about his business, not taking any notice of what Mute's doing or the crowd or anything else.
Back out into the centre of the court, the inside out for him. Sinner wants to look at the line. Puts his foot through the line.
He was very smart there, wasn't he? Sort of casually strolled up to the line. I just happened to glance down. No, I'm not checking the call at all. Please don't boo me.
Over the centre of the box, the forehand spins back and the sort of short slice goes over and the backhand floated by Mute, but he's so far back and out of position. He tries to go for the top spin lob. It's smashed away from Sinner, who blames the court as he smashes into the middle of the tram lines.
Yeah, I think he just slightly lost his footing there. Sometimes players get a lot of the surface clay into the grooves of their shoes. That's why you can always hear them before they serve tapping the clay off their shoes, and it can make the feet a little slippery.
Serves out wide, backhand down the line. The drop shot from Mute. In comes Sinner, scoops it over. Picked up from Mute. Sinner runs back, plays the backhand. It's smashed down by Mute. It's picked up from Sinner. Mute runs back. He drops it over, but he nets. And then he breaks his racket. He tries to break it. He stands in it. Tries to break it on his knee. I've